And here's some of the latest news from Leave.eu. Leave.eu condemns the Calais scaremongering. Just last month, the French government reiterated its sensible position that called for the border with the English to be opened is not a responsible solution. Noted Leave.eu spokesman Jack Montgomery, quote, "It would send a signal to people smugglers and would lead migrants to flow to Calais in far greater numbers." The Interior Minister said a humanitarian disaster would ensue. It is a foolhardy path and one France will not pursue. Absolutely nothing has changed besides the need to scare British voters. To be clear, the Le Torquettes Treaty has only been in force since 2004. The migrant camps were in Saint-Guette before that time, not Kent, because France and the UK are separated by the English Channel. In fact, it was the French who wanted British money and personnel to assist in Calais, and the current arrangements were put in place at their request. I must stress that it's a bilateral government-to-government treaty, which has no more to do with our mutual membership of the EU than with our mutual membership of NATO. The real threat to our borders and our security are the European Court of Justice, which frequently prevents us from deporting foreign criminals and bogus asylum seekers, and EU threats to end the Dublin regulation, which allows us to send away migrants who've come to the UK through a safe country. Leave.eu gets support from other groups as well. We all have the same objective on the Leave front, and that's to build as much support as we can to win the Leave vote. The Leave groups mutually endorse each other's efforts and embrace the specific focus of each Leave group. Just take a listen to some of the endorsements from our fellow Leave groups. Global Britain. The forthcoming EU referendum is the most fundamental political question facing the country in a generation. We're delighted that Leave.eu are presenting such a strong case, taking the argument to every community. This debate goes well beyond the Westminster bubble, affecting every family. The work of Leave.eu is invaluable in showing that the UK will prosper after leaving the EU. Ewan Stewart, Director of Global Britain. From Toby Blackwell. Quote, "I believe that Leave.eu is the only campaign to support if we are to win the EU referendum. This should be a people's campaign, and that's why I am giving the Leave.eu my full support in the battle for designation. Leave.eu have caught the public's imagination, and as per usual, those in Westminster are the last to know." Toby Blackwell. The Campaign Against Eurofederalism, or CAF. As a well-established Eurosceptic Labour movement organisation operating for nearly 30 years, CAF is pleased to join an organisation that seeks to represent people from all walks of life and defend national democracy, which is clearly under threat from a corporate-dominated European Union that is accruing ever more powers at the expense of member states. No country can truly decide its own future democratically without the sovereign power to make its own laws and run its own economy in the interests of its citizens free from outside interference. And from the Bow Group, "We want to play our part alongside those of all political colours and none to take this debate to the country and make the case that whoever you are and wherever you come from in Britain will be better off as a strong, fully independent nation. We've won the chance to have a referendum. Now it's time to take it to the country, and the Leave.eu group is by far the best place to do that." There are also local councillors supporting Leave.eu. The cross-party campaign recognises that the vote is bigger than any one party's political agenda. "We are proud and delighted to say that over 1,300 councillors from across all parties have shown support for the campaign. There are 531 Conservatives, 134 Labour, 194 UKIP, 34 Lib Dems, 1 SNP, 97 independents, and 62 others. Truly cross-party support for Leave.eu. But it's not just councillors and MPs and business groups. You can do your bit as well by simply visiting leave.eu and offering the support that you can, financial or otherwise.